today's gospel from Matthew is part of a larger discourse from Jesus. What's happening is Jesus has gathered his 12 apostles, and he is sending them out to preach the good news, the gospel of the kingdom of heaven. He's asked them to drive out all impure spirits and to heal every disease. Well, it's quite an undertaking. And with such an undertaking that our Lord was asking them to do, he gave them what I call a Vince Lombardi pep talk before sending them out. Well, today's gospel is a portion of that pep talk. Well, you and I, we need a pep talk too from the Lord. We, like the apostles, were being sent out into a world that has been darkened by sin, with impurity, and with physical illnesses. So what can we learn by literally eavesdropping on our Lord and the apostles, something that happened 2,000 years ago and yet very applicable for us today? What can we learn? First of all, what happened to Jesus will happen to us. What happened to Jesus will happen to us. Jesus said, the student is not above the teacher. At times, Jesus was accepted, and then he was rejected. At times, he was loved and welcomed, and at times, he was hated. What he experienced, we experience. Ultimately, Jesus experienced the passion and the death upon the cross. And yet, he also rose from the dead. New life. So will we. What can we learn from this? Well, first of all, that we are not explorers like Star Trek or some science fiction fantasy that boldly goes where no man has gone before. No, we don't do that. In fact, we are following the God-man. And what he experienced, where he has gone, we will follow. And so this leads to the second most important take-home point, is that since we will experience what Jesus experienced, and he survived it, we do not need to be afraid. Jesus constantly said this. When he rose from the dead, the first thing he said was, what were you guys thinking? No, that's what you and I would probably have said to the apostles. What he said to them was, peace, and do not be afraid. Fear is a terrible thing. It immobilizes us. It prevents us from moving forward. This is what happened to St. Peter as he is warming himself over the charcoal fire, denying that he ever even knew this person, Jesus. Peter was afraid. We don't have to. And even if we are, even if we sin, even if we deny the Lord, he will, just like he did with Peter, offer us more opportunities. Peter, do you love me? Jesus asked him. Not once, but three times. And this is really what Jesus is asking us this morning. Do you love me? And the Lord will say to us, if you do, I will take care of everything. So you don't have to be afraid. St. Thomas Aquinas wrote, fear is such a powerful emotion for humans that when we allow it to take us over, it drives compassion out of our hearts. This Sunday, at this Mass, we recommit ourselves to the Lord amidst anything that is bothering us, anything that's causing us fear. We do this because, as St. Padre Pio said, fear not, because God is with you. This is the truth. This is our faith. This is what we boldly and confidently proclaim today. So we denounce fear Or if God is with us, who can be against us?